Hello, thank you for contacting customer service. This is Damien. How may I assist you?
Yes, what is the name of your company that I'm calling?
We are a third-party call center. We service hundreds of merchants and thousands of products for their customer service lines. Can I please get your first and last name?
My name is Constance Loy.
Spell the last name, please.
L-O-Y-E.
Thank you. Can I get you to confirm your address for security purposes, please?
510 Clover Ridge Avenue Northwest, Unit 33, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49504.
Thank you. I'm waiting for it to load in the transaction and billing information. I see that a order was placed for a water purifier via a survey for $7.45. It was stated within the terms of agreements that it was a gift to get you to enroll into the discount membership club, where you have a chance to win items monthly. People do win those items, but it's not guaranteed, so they issue a $199 voucher sent over to your email that you can use for their online shopping store.
Okay. See, I'm going to stop you before you start reading anything else. I don't participate in any of that stuff, so I never ordered a water purifier. I don't have any of that. Nothing's been charged to my account. The reason I called is to find this out. I did do something that had to do with Walmart, because I just started shopping there. And it said that I won a KitchenAid, and it says final step, enter your payment. So I'm supposed to give them my credit card for what, $2, or how do I do that? I mean, is that legit?
We are located in the U.S. We follow all the U.S. code laws and guidelines. Everything is stated within the terms of agreements. If you scroll down to the bottom of the page, you'll find where it says terms and conditions. If you read that, it'll go over how much you're billed, what you're billed for, and how the company operates. I would advise reviewing the terms and agreements before placing the order.
Okay, I am reading the, the privacy policy. It doesn't say how much it's going to cost. It was the $2 was mentioned in the ad. So I scrolled and I read the whole policy before I called you. There is nothing in the policy that indicates how much it is. So to me, this is kind of a fraud thing. Okay, well, you've answered my question because I'm not looking for I can't find the information you suggest that I look for. So thank you very much for your time. Bye.